allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk Cobella, can you please read the announcement? Fire evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones. Please silence cell phones for the duration of the special session. Microphones. Please be reminded to use your microphones when speaking so that you are recorded for the official record. Roll call. Archer. Here. Bartels.
Here.
Collins.
Here.
DeLong.
Here.
Donaldson.
Here.
Eckert.
Here.
Fabiano. Gerentine.
Here.
Green.
Here.
Haynes.
Here.
Hefner.
Here.
Litz. Lopez.
Here.
Mayo.
Here.
Maloney James.
Here.
Maloney Joseph.
Here.
Nolan.
Here.
Petit.
Here.
Roberts.
Here.
Rodriguez. You did, I heard him. Ronk.
Here.
Wara.
Here.
And Wallman.
Here.
21 present and 2 absent.
I call upon Majority Leader Hefner to chair Committee of the Whole.
I make a motion to enter Committee of the Whole.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So we'll call the Committee of the Whole to order to discuss resolution calling for to be amended as a special election to fill the position of scheduling a special election to fill the position of County Executive pursuant to Ulster County Charter Section C-29. Ask for a motion to move for discussion.
I'll move for discussion.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments? So
I'll be supporting this resolution in Committee of the Whole, but I don't expect to support it when it comes to the floor in a few moments.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? I ask for a motion to adopt the resolution as marked up and presented.
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? With that, I'll ask for a motion to adopt the resolution. I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. How many people are signed up for public comment?
There is only one person signed up. The only person signed up is Lee Kalish.
Hello, good evening. How y'all doing? Wasn't sure how many people would show up for this tonight, I guess. Is what it is. But, you know, early on in this, I sort of saw and grasped the concept of this, and I wrote a letter to the editor, and I thanked the Freeman for publishing it. I have not read the charter, and I know that I probably should have spent some time on that, but my basic sense is the whole process that's going on here is flawed. The time frame is so tight. Really, neither the state nor the county knows who should schedule the election. The idea that there's candidates that have been chosen by committees and not by a primary process for this special election seems very short-sighted to me. I don't really know what the process is if someone who's not a Republican or a Democrat would want to run. Our chair is an unenrolled voter. I don't know how she or someone else would get on the ballot for this special election. I think the whole thing is a mystery. And I think the idea of putting this forward right now seems, it doesn't seem right to me. I think the cost is excessive. I think the idea that we've learned that the ballot machines aren't even available for both the special election and the primaries, which means we're renting equipment to do the primaries. I don't know where the Board of Elections is with all this, but it seems, again, there's cost implications, there's challenges here, and I don't think the public understands it. I don't think the public's going to show up for a special election. I think there's just a lot of reasons to look at this and say, yeah, the charter sort of says we should have a special election, but the time frame is really tight. The idea of having potentially four elections this year or four different people in this role, the idea of how disruptive this is to our public and county employees. You have all of the obvious people that work currently for the administration. What happens if we have a special election and those people all get changed out, and then we have a primary, and now we have someone else? It all just seems very disruptive, very cost excessive, and we're going to have a primary in June, and we're this close. I think the process should be about what's right for the county. I understand the charter needs to be looked at. I agree that it's a screwy situation for everybody, but if you say the charter is really clear about saying there needs to be a special election, you could say that, but then you have the lack of clarity about who picks those candidates. I mean, is it fair for just somebody? I mean, I think Pat Ryan's a great guy. He obviously became well known in the last few months because of last year's congressional election, which gave him an inside seat, and it doesn't give anybody else the opportunity to step forward and be part of a primary process. I don't know on the Republican side how that all works either, but it seems to me that the special election is an excessive cost for something that needs to get resolved properly and permanently by the end of this year. So I encourage you to really consider not having this special election. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak during public comment? If you could state your name when you come up.
I'm Jeff Moran.
I'm going to allow for 3 minutes.
I won't take that long. I think you all got my letter if you checked your emails. Basically, I think this election, though the charter does call for it, it's not clear who sets it. I think you have responsibility as legislators to look at the money. You know how hard it was for the county to drop the tax levy by $192,000. Big accomplishment. You read your tax bill. First time in 10 years it's been that low. $192,000. Now, I've done 2 municipal budgets. I know how hard it is. Reduce your taxes in this climate with health care, with inflation, with food costs. So what we're doing as a county, if we spend $350,000 in this election, which is what it will cost, because we've got machines, we've got other salaries to deal with, if there's interim periods, you're basically wiping out the tax savings and saddling the taxpayers with another couple $100,000. We have, what, 85,000 people in the county? So basically you're taking $4 from every man, woman, and child in the county and basically pissing it away for no real reason. You know, we'll have a primary, somebody will win, we'll have an election, somebody will win. This is really unnecessary, and it is a waste of money. There's a bunch of other reasons, but time is short. I'll let you get on to it. Thank you for your attention.
Is there any other member of the public that would like to speak? Okay. Hearing none, Clerk Lavella, would you read the resolution? Calling for to be amended to scheduling a special election to fill the position of county executive pursuant to Ulster County Charter Section C-29. Okay. On the resolution, Legislator Rock.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I had a lot of things to say, but I think that Mr. Kalish and Mr. Moran have said many of the things I was going to say. You know, everyone agrees that the charter calls for a special election, that says that there shall be a special election. But unfortunately, the charter, when it was drafted in this manner, was drafted with ambiguity. And I think that the legislature has an opportunity to seize on the ambiguity in the charter to do something that a friend of mine, I knocked on his door the first time I ran for election, encouraged me to do when I came up here to vote and to represent my constituents, which was to exercise common sense. The ambiguity in the charter and the authority that we're grasping onto to be able to set this special election gives us the opportunity to exercise common sense. It gives us the opportunity to say that we don't want to spend $250,000, $350,000, however much the actual amount comes down to. I've heard $350,000, I've heard $200,000, I've heard between $200,000 and $250,000, I heard $300,000. I think a lot of that depends on how much consolidation they're able to do with polling places. I think with a special election, if you're going to do it right, you can't consolidate, you can't shorten hours. So you're still going to need poll inspectors, you're still going to need all the machines, you're still going to need all the locations, you're still going to need the trucks to move the machines. However much money it is, it gives us the opportunity to exercise common sense and not to spend this money on an election which, for all intents and purposes, is going to be unopposed except for the small number of people that come out and write in somebody else who's not on the ballot. It's going to be unopposed because there's going to be one candidate on the ballot. Some things that we spend enormous amounts of money on, like this, we spend $276,000 on a warming center. We spend $251,000 on in-home personal care assistance services for senior citizens. We spend $333,000 on our domestic violence shelter. I mean, these are things that affect everyday people in Ulster County that someday down the road, because we're going to spend $250,000 or $300,000 on an unopposed vanity election, we may not have the money for. And I just don't think that, I don't think it's wise for us to move forward. I think that the ambiguity in the charter gives us the opportunity to make a common sense, real world decision for our taxpayers, and that's what I plan to do. I'll be voting no.
Legislator Malone, Joseph.
Yeah. What does democracy cost? I've heard it called, and I've called it myself. The county charter is our county constitution. And to take that and to say, there's going to be a cost, it's unopposed, the wording, who calls it, it's a little disappointing. I felt this way in a meeting a couple of months ago when we were talking about violating our own nepotism policy, and somebody said, well, if we just ignore it and we don't vote on it, it automatically goes through, then it's on the executive. And I think it was Legislator Archer that spoke up and said, that's absolutely ridiculous. We're legislators. This is our job. I really appreciated the speech that Chairwoman Bartels gave the other day, and she talked about empowering the legislature and how far gone it's kind of become. Out of the charter, we've been relegated to a rubber stamp. You didn't use those words, but you were talking about empowering. You talked about what a legislator's job is. I have it right here, all of these. Make appropriations, levy taxes, incur indebtedness, all to local legislation in relation to enacting, amending, rescinding local laws, legalizing acts, local laws, resolution. It goes on and on and on. And in the charter it says you have to have the special election. This debate shouldn't be happening. It shouldn't be happening. It's in our charter to do this, our charter. And now I've heard it for a year and a half. I've heard, well, we can't do that, the charter, we can't. But suddenly it's convenient to say, well, and it's not even that there's a discussion about the charter, whether it says we should be doing it or should. It says we absolutely have to have this special election. But what I'm hearing is, who called for it? Let's ask the governor. What did the governor's office say? It's up to the legislature. Now I'm hearing about money. I could solve that. I brought up legislation, healthcare premiums. All we got to do, let's have our department heads and appointees all pay the same that our new sheriffs, our new DPW workers, our new social workers are paying 20%. It's a couple hundred thousand dollars right there. We care so much about money. Give me a break. Airbnb, let's pass it. Every other county, you can't find a county in the surrounding 100 miles that doesn't contract with Airbnb. Hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Common sense. Let's do it. Now, we'll save money on an election that the charter calls for. Makes you wonder, why did we take over the election costs from the towns if we were just going to turn around and say we don't have enough money to have our own election? It's just another disappointing day for me up on the sixth floor. I'll be a yes.
Legislator Nolan.
Yeah, I'd like to bring the focus back to this resolution. I am in the position of now having been able to look at the charter and find in the charter multiple places that do empower either the legislature or the Ulster County Executive to fill in gaps in the charter language and to effectuate the clear intent of the section that was deficient in not providing a clear mechanism. So with the charter providing that in section C-132E and in section C-11M, I feel much more comfortable that the legislature, in collaboration with the executive office, schedule what this special election as intended. I am also grateful that it appears that the total cost will be lower than the original estimates, so that we do have a smaller amount of money that goes towards something that I agree is an important end, which is empower voters. So by calling a special election, we actually have voters across the county being able to say who they want to be in this elected office. And I think it's incumbent on people who want that to be a contest to bring forward a candidate. If there's not a contest, then by definition, the person who gets the votes on that day is the choice. And I think they're the elected choice rather than an appointed choice. I am troubled by the existing language and the fact that that election will produce somebody who will only be in office for 6 months before either that person is elected again or somebody else comes in. But 6 months is a long time to have, an additional 6 months is a long time to have somebody who was appointed rather than elected. And so I do believe that in order to empower the voters, we should effectuate the intent of Section C-29.
Legislator Archer.
Thank you. I think the charter guides us. We all swear when we come in here that we're going to use the charter as our guidepost, and we swear duty to the charter. I don't think it's incumbent upon us to pick and choose what pieces of the charter we're going to follow and which ones we're going to say, oh, we don't really have to do that. I, too, am a balanced person and, you know, want to spend money judiciously and ensure that we're doing the right things. But at the end of the day, the changes that were made that read and created the situation we're in went to referendum to the people. The people voted for this. And we shall have an special election. I think it's incumbent upon us to follow the charter. We can't pick and choose what we want to do and what we don't. And finally, to talk about it just purely from a cost, yes, we're going to have a cost for a special election. Whether there can be economies that can be gained, given the situation, I'm hoping the Board of Elections will look at it. But I would like to remind everyone, just because let's say we didn't have the election, does not mean that there's not a cost to that. Any person in this county could bring up an Article 78 and challenge us, and we will be in legal battle, that we will then have legal fees, that we will then have to have outside counsel, that we will be paying for. So don't think that this is, making the decision not to do this is a free ride. There's going to be money involved. It's just whether we give the people the chance to cast a vote for the special election, or we're going to be paying lawyers for an Article 78. Thank you. I'll be voting yes.
Legislator Jericho.
Thank you. We probably wouldn't be here today for the simple fact that our county exec left us. And before he left us, we had an order of secession regarding who was going to be in charge and who was going to follow thereafter, which was in place. The unfortunate part is that the state has changed the election laws, which you know, change the time frames of primaries, time frames of petitions and various other things, which cause probably some of our problems. We definitely have to basically change our charter to make it more distinct exactly what the wording is and what it isn't. But on the other hand, you know, I sit here and I've sat here for many years. I am not totally convinced that by having someone being elected 7 months, 8 months prior to the actual November election, this county's going to be much better off than where we would be if we had the same people running it in line right now. There's been a cost associated anywhere from $220,000, $250,000. No one has taken into account that the savings of the executive or the assistant county exec salary is not even factored in here, which is $125,000 a year. Take 1 month out, it's approximately $115,000 savings. So there again, it's probably close to $350,000 savings, but that's not the whole point. The whole point is everybody tries to work hard to keep taxpayers happy, keep budgets in place. Yeah, everybody has different ways. Oh, I can save this, I can save this, but you need the majority of people to say, this is what we're gonna do, this is what we're not gonna do. The whole point is that I cannot believe in my own mind that Adele, who is there now, cannot do as good a job as any other person that can be elected for a 7 month period of time. And in that 7 months, it's costing the taxpayers $50,000 a month for that particular position to be filled. You know, there's a process. Like I said before, the only reason why we're in this position is because the election laws have changed from Albany. You know, if the laws were in place, we would probably not have all these problems that we have today. So, you know, I have some reservations. I mean, yes, things have to change regarding what our charter says and how we go about it for the future so we don't have these problems again. But there again, that's a substantial amount of money to be paying just to, you know, expedite a person to be county exec. So I'd be a no.
Legislator Ecker.
Thank you. I just want to stand and concede that all of the critiques that have been leveled against the call for a special election, I think they're reasonable points. And I think this is really a costly election. I think it's unfortunate in many respects. But those are all policy questions, and they're not the dispositive issues in the case here. The dispositive issue, the dispositive question concerns our charter, and it's our county constitution, and the text is pretty clear. It says we shall call a special election. There's some ambiguity about who calls it, and in that sense, it's a kind of penumbral case, and we've got to interpret and figure it out. But there's no way around the fact that we have to call it. And I agree with the comments that have been made to date. It is our fundamental law, and we can't just toss it to the side. It has some imperfections. We clearly need to address those imperfections. But until they are addressed, we have an obligation to follow it. Thank you.
Legislator Donaldson. You want to speak?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Very good. The charter is clear. We shall have a special election, as it states. It is, we talk about ambiguity here, but in reality, if you take a look at, you know, both state laws, they will fall on the legislative body anyway. And what we are actually doing is choosing the date tonight. We have to call the election. I realize that some people don't like it. They feel it's going to cost money. The Republicans did not come up with a candidate, and maybe that upsets them. I don't know. But I mean, you can't say that you're not going to have an election when an election clearly says we shall have one. Right now in the city of Kingston, I believe there are, well, the 9 aldermen, there is not one Republican nominee right now. And apparently the person that was going to run for mayor from the Republican side has also dropped out. So do you stop that election? Do you say that election doesn't go on? When do you draw that line? Do you draw the line? What about next year? Why don't we not call an election for this year even, for the legislature? I mean, the point is you shall have an election. That is basically what the charter tells us to do, just like it tells us that we will have an election every 2 years for the legislature. And we will have a county executive as part of our charter. And I certainly understand the argument that it's expensive. But as Legislator Maloney pointed out, yes, democracy can sometimes be expensive. But that's what it is. We are in a democracy. We are required to have this election.
Legislator Waltman.
Thank you, Chairwoman Bartels. I rise to speak. I'm going to be voting a yes on this, but I do so as a very unhappily. This cost I find is extreme and is not, in my mind, the very best use of county resources. However, I think one thing everybody can agree on is that in Section C-29D of the Charter, it says we shall have a special election. And if you look on the section, Section M, that was previously cited by Legislator Nolan, it also clearly says that we're empowered to call the special election. So I think a preponderance of the evidence would be that the overall document calls on us tonight to set a special election. I will be a yes vote. I'm a very unhappy yes vote. I'm a very disappointed yes vote. But nevertheless, I feel it's our obligation, my obligation, to be a yes vote. I would call on the county to, on us, I think as a legislative body, at the earliest possible moment to do participate in charter revision and clarify this language of succession. I think, if anything, this demonstrates an urgent need for this. And again, I'll be a very unhappy yes vote tonight.
Legislator Hefner.
Thank you. I have respect for the discussion that we're having tonight. I think we all have a mutual respect when we are discussing county resources and county tax dollars. However, I have to look at the reality of the discussion that we've had over the last couple weeks, and even further, as this is a scenario we've known about since County Executive Hine was appointed to the governor's administration. But here we are debating an issue where even the opposition is stating that if an individual in this county was to file an Article 78, here we have those opposing this resolution agreeing with the plaintiff's case, affirming what the charter says we must carry out as a county legislature and as a county government. We can, before there's a comment made about, you know, vanity, I do believe that you can find vanity in politics. I don't think that's the big secret here. But I do not believe there's vanity in defending democracy and protecting democracy within our sworn or oath as county legislators. We cannot be making our decisions in a time where we should be acting as a government, not as politicians, because of the whim of a political entity. The political entity, the Republican Party, had the ability to participate in this process. They chose not to do so. But that does not mean that us as elected officials should now then act on the will of politics. We should act on the will of the law and on the will of democracy. I'll be a yes.
Legislator Ronk.
Thank you. Defending democracy, putting a price tag on democracy. They're great bumper stickers. They're great for a palm card. They're great for a mailer. Just to Legislator Hefner's point, I don't think that we all agree that this legislature has to act. I think that we all agree the charter says we have to have a special election. I think that there is somewhat of a disagreement over the section of the charter that Legislator Nolan mentioned that allows us to be a gap filler, which empowers us to be a gap filler, when the charter is ambiguous, but does not require us to be a gap filler when the charter is ambiguous. So I don't think the charter requires us to act. I think the charter requires that there be a special election. I believe that if we get sued, if there's somebody files an Article 78, the folks filing the 78 may very well be successful. But at the, I don't believe that we're going to have outrageous costs to defend the 78 because I don't think that we're going to have to go to outside counsel. I think that this is a scenario where the county attorney could defend us. I don't think the county attorney has any conflict. I don't think they'd need to conflict themselves out and hire outside counsel. So we have inside in-house counsel, which there would be a cost to do, but I don't think that we'd have a cost to hire outside counsel. You know, but the absolute worst case scenario, if somebody were to file an Article 78, is that we have to have the election that we're setting tonight anyway. So I don't think that the damage to the county is very great, and in a risk reward scenario, finances wise, I don't see the concern.
Legislator Heckner.
Yes, I just respond to that, you know, in brief and saying, one, again, I'll reiterate that this has all been very public. It's been covered in the local press, the situation. We've had leadership meetings with the executive's office. We've had caucus meetings on this. Been working in good spirits. We respected the wishes of our colleagues from the Republican caucus to have this special session to allow more time. But again, we say shall. We all agree on that. And again, here we are, weeks again later, and yet there's been no, okay, you can disagree that maybe it, the legislature you don't think should be doing this. But yet no action or suggestion has been brought forward elsewise, even though we all agree that it has to happen. We, in working with the executive's office, has found a way to follow through on our responsibilities. And again, going back to the Article 78, where again, we're admitting we're gonna lose. And so we're then just saying, okay, then worst case scenario, we have to have an election aside from resources being put forth for that. Then we still have to have special elections. We're now therefore kicking the can down the road, creating more chaos, and maybe for some, it might be politically advantageous to cause chaos and maybe create chaos in a political environment. But in government, chaos is not the best form of government. And I believe, again, it's a disservice to the voters even further if we're just going to say, oh, we're going to kick the can down the road, go through the process of a lawsuit, and then, oh, finally we'll have this election, which we can do, we can set forth right here tonight by setting this date. Thank you.
Legislator Joseph Morley.
I'll make it quick. I'd just like to say that it's dangerous when government looks for ways to use discretion to get around the letter of the law, and that's exactly what this conversation's about. That's dangerous. It's dangerous when we have a county charter, we're agreeing, this is what it calls for, and we're looking for ways around it. We're looking for reasons to ignore it. When government acts that way, look through history. It's never good. It never leads to good things, and it should never happen.
Call the question, please.
Can I just check on the technical situation that's happening?
Yep, that's
really great. How long will it take to get this?
Can't text them and call them at the same time.
Yeah, they do so.
Calling him now.
How about this, Trace? If Julius doesn't come back and it fails, I'll change my vote to yes.
Okay. Jay, what you're waiting to? You have two.
Yeah, I mean, I'm calling.
Even pick the size.
Yeah. Well, stop.
They actually keep dropping off, so
that is cheating. Strictly speaking, we have to be able to see that.
On the resolution.
On the resolution, we're short, yes.
Okay.
I believe we have a short yes with, sorry, short no with three yeses, legislators Roberts, Haynes, and Waltman.
The resolution is adopted 14-6. The next regular meeting of the Elston County Legislature will be held on March 19th, 2019 at 7 p.m. in Legislative Chamber. Resolution deadline is tomorrow, Wednesday, February 27th, 2019 at 12 noon.
I don't think she'll be.
May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Julie's dropped out.